The second round of the NBA playoffs began over the weekend. All four favorites, New Jersey and Detroit in the East, Sacramento and Los Angeles in the West, took 1-0 leads with wins at home. All this came after a tumultuous and lengthy first round concluded on Friday. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Why does it take 2 full weeks to play the first round, which is only a best of 5 games?
2 magic letters, Bob. TV. NBC wanted the first round to take place over 2 weekends because they only televise on the weekends during the early rounds, and they wanted the second round to begin on the weekend. So it was stretched out. There have been governments that have risen and fallen in less time than it took to play the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, Commissioner David Stern says next year, when they move to a new network, this won't happen, that the first round will be played in normal time, so it won't seem like forever.
At least there were some good ones.
There were some very good ones. 4 of the 8 series went 5 games. That's why it seemed like it did take so long. And in the East, 3 of the 4 series went 5 games. And last Thursday night, you actually had a true classic playoff game between the top seed, the New Jersey Nets, and the 8th seed, the Indiana Pacers. The top seed needed double overtime to finally win and survive the first round. And you don't usually see that sort of thing in the first round.
The best teams might be in the West, the best stories in the East.
I think so, because you have each of the 4 teams left is a story in itself. The Boston Celtics are playing the Detroit Pistons. The Celtics, the most traditional team in the NBA, 16 NBA titles. But they haven't been past the first round since 1992. That's almost impossible to believe. The Pistons were 2-time NBA champions in 89 and 90. They've done nothing in the last decade, and they're back alive with a rookie coach in Rick Carlisle. Then the other series is even more interesting. The New Jersey Nets have been the ugly stepsister in the New York area ever since they traded Julius Erving to the 76ers 25 years ago. It's been like the jinx of Dr. J. They've been in the playoff, past the first round of the playoffs 1 time, but they were the first seed this year. Jason Kidd, their point guard's probably the most valuable player in the league. They're playing the Charlotte Hornets, who are playing in front of half-empty arenas in the playoffs because their bags are packed and they're getting ready to move to New Orleans next season because the city of Charlotte wouldn't replace their ancient 14-year-old arena for them.
That's just going to be the Lakers and whoever wins the East, right?
Well, the championship still goes through the Lakers. There's no question about it. Yesterday, the San Antonio Spurs had a great chance to beat the Lakers in the first game. Shaquille O'Neal was out for a while with a cut finger. Kobe Bryant was out for a while with a bad knee. But the Spurs are playing without David Robinson, and the Lakers down the stretch in games are just too strong. They've won 20 of their last 21 playoff games. They're going to be very difficult to beat.
The other Western series might be more entertaining.
Absolutely. The Sacramento Kings are the one team that might beat the Lakers. They would have home court advantage on them. They're playing the Dallas Mavericks. And watch this series closely, Bob, because you will see a lost art. It's called the fast break. I believe the NBA outlawed the fast break in the 1990s. These two teams running up and down the court, they actually score 100 points in games sometimes. It's fun to watch. The rest of the league should pay attention.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.